Okay, let's get into Perek Aleph of Megillas Esther. Perek Aleph of Megillas Esther, and the again, this Perek, almost every pasuk in this Perek and most of the psukim in the Megillah are darshined in Meseches Megillah. It's impossible to go through every Chazal, probably more than any other Sefer in Tanakh. These psukim are darshined one by one, part by part, in Perek Aleph of Meseches Megillah. There's a reason for that. Maybe this is, as we mentioned in the introduction, this is the transition sefer between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, that's why there's so much Torah Shebal Peh. So obviously, we're not going to go through every one. The Torah Tamima in the back of Shmos quotes all the Ma'amari Chazal relating to every pasuk, as he always does. But we're going to pick and choose and go through the psukim as we always do. So we start off the story Vayehi Bimei Achashverosh. It was in the days of Achashverosh. The entire story of Purim takes about 9 years. Remember, this was 52 years, a couple years after the Churban, Koresh gave the instructions to start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, and a couple years later, Achashverosh took over, and we have the Purim story. So it was in the days of Achashverosh. Achashverosh, that, and he was the king of the world, basically. Achashverosh. Hu Achashverosh, Hamolech Mehodu V'Yarkush, he is Achashverosh, the Gemara Darshins, he is Achashverosh, what do you mean he is Achashverosh? From beginning to end, Hu Berisho, he is wicked, Rashi quotes, Mitchilaso Vatsofo. Hamolech, Rashi quotes, he happened to be the king. Shemolech Me'atzmo V'lohaya Mizera Hamalucha. He didn't have the Yichus, right? His wife, Vashti, as we'll see, was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, the daughter of Belshazzar, the kings of Bavel. And he took over, so he was a stable boy that became the king. So that's Hamolech, he had to be Molech, Mehodu Bar Kush, Sheva Ve'esrim, Umeya Medina, 127 Medinos that he was in control of. Good, and that's what he has control of. The Gemara says, Vayihi is Enu El Lashon Tsar, Vayihi B'mei Achashverosh is always a Lashon Tsar, Vayihi. The Medrash tells us that back in Chayasara, the Medrash in Chayasara, we've had Parsha Shirim about this, with the Medrash quotes the amazing idea. Rabbi Akiva Haya Yoshiv Adarish, Rabbi Akiva was sitting at Darshani, Bike Sha'am Lehisnam name. He was giving a drasha, and the Pashtus, the people there, were falling asleep, his Talmidim. Bike Sha'or, and he wanted to wake them up. Omar, Marasa Esther, Satimloch Al Kufchav Zain Medinos, what did Esther see? That she was queen over 127 Medinos. Tavo Basbita Shel Sarah, Shechaisa Kuvchav Zayin Shanim, let the descendant of Sarah, who lived for 127 years, Vitimlach HaKuvchav Zayin Medinos, and be queen over 127. What's the connection? Why did Rabbi Akiva quote 127? How is that going to wake up his Talmidim? So just two of the many Pshatim, the Chiddush Arim says that maybe that the idea, Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake them up, and he wanted to show them the value of every moment and the importance of every moment. And therefore, he was saying that every moment could be like a city, a province. If you look at a map, says the Chiddush Arim, of a city, you see a dot. But in that dot, there's so much. There are communities, there are towns, there are streets, there are houses, there are people. In that one dot. So, but every year is a whole city. And that's what he's telling them. What are you sleeping for? Hacheshbon aver kol shana medina achas. Ulufi cheshbon yuchal lios lekol shavua ir achas. Lekol sha'al kabonim kfar echad. Wake up from their sleep. Rabbi Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer, in his commentary on Ala Torah, he has an amazing shot. He says, Rabbi Kiva was sitting, and the pashas, everyone talks about it, his Talmidim were falling asleep, and he wanted to wake them up. So you might ask, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim was falling asleep, he was giving such a shir, and they were falling asleep. So if you look closely at the Medrash, it says he was sitting and darshaning, Bikesh Ha'am. What is the Am? The Am means the people outside. He was busy giving shir and learning Torah to his own Talmidim, but then he realized that outside the Beis Medrash, people are falling asleep. The whole Am is falling asleep. So he says, Bikesh Ha'am, he says, Ma Rasa Esther. What did Esther see that she was queen? What does that mean? That she went out and she was Moseres Nafsha, and she went above and beyond. When Mordechai says, it has to be, you have to do it. She learned from Sarah, who spent her whole life for others. She spent her whole life for others. That's why Esther spent her whole life. And that's where Rabbi Akiva went out to be Ma'orer the Am. Hamazake Es Harabim. And that's why he went out, Bechulu, to inspire, and there's more there, but that's Rabbi Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer. So that's the first pasuk. In the days of Achashverosh, he was king over the whole world. Behodu Bar Kush, Sheva Esrim Memeya, Medina. When the king Ahasuerush was sitting on his throne, Asher b'Shushan HaBira. That's the whole pasuk. In the days when he was sitting on his throne in Shushan HaBira, what's the significance of this pasuk? So says the Vilna Gaon. Says the Vilna Gaon that what's it? Asher b'Shushan. How did they get to Shushan? So explains the targum. There are a number of targumim on Esther, targum and targum sheni, but they quote that Ahasuerush really desired. He was a balgaiva and he wanted to have the throne of Shlomo HaMelech that he had. It was in his reshus. The problem is he tried to go up on it and. What happened? The lions came alive that were on there, and they took care of him. He's like, okay, I can't have this one. I want a replica. So he had a replica, huge throne made. We were the best throne makers in Shushan. So you have the throne made in Shushan, and then, fine, it's time to transport the throne. The problem is, there's no way to transport it. It's so big and huge. So what did he do? He's like, okay, I'll move my capital to Shushan. And that's how we got to Shushan. And that's this pasuk. He was sitting on his throne, Asher b'Shushan HaBira. Just so happened, and that was the town, that was the exact place where Mordechai and Esther was. And that's what the Gra says. Shekol zeh sivei v'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tur hakdamas refuah l'maka. Shebe'esh atiyah ha'gzeira shel Haman. When Haman's gzeira came out, yisham Mordechai atzadik sheyamod beperetz v'yoshiyas am Yisrael b'es ha'gzeira. And Mordechai will be able to save them in that city. So that's what he was doing in Shushan HaBira. Bishalosh Lamalcho in his third year, he made a huge party, Chel Parasu Madai, for all of the countries, Hapartamim, Visari, Hamadinos, Lafanov, all the officers were there. Rabbi Foreman talks about in his Sefer on the Megillah. This whole party was also to consolidate and to make sure that all the people in all the counties supported him and didn't rebel. And the best way to do that is give them a good feeling about what it means to be Ahasuerush as the king. So he invited all the officers to have a huge party. They could go back and talk about how great Ahasuerush is. Baharoso as Osher Kfor Malchuso. That's why all the pomp and circle and the opulence is described in this paragraph as Yukar Teveres Kudlaso Yamim Rabim Shmonim Umas Yom, a party for 6 months straight. Unbelievable. And if you didn't have enough of that, after everybody left, after 180 days, Machlokas, whether these seven were the last of the 180 or another seven, he made a special party for those in Shushan. A party, a mishteh for 7 days, b'chatzar ginas bisan amelach, in the chatzar. In the chatzar, this is the mishteh. So the Gemara darshins and Maseches Megillah, the mishteh, and all the Jews were there too. The Jews were there too, and that's why the Gemara says in Megillah Yud Beis Aman Aleph, the Talmid Master of Shimon Bar Yochai, Mipnei Man Ischaibu Sonem She Yisrael, Shebos Vader Kliya. Why were they subject to Haman's decree? Amar Lahem Imru Atem. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, like any great Rebbe, says, well, you try to answer first. Amrulo, they said, Mipnei Shenena Misudaso Shalosa Rasha, because they were Nana from the Suda. They were Nana from the Suda that they took part in. Right, Nene. The Gemara continues and says, oh, that was only the people in Shushan, right? It was the last 7 days. Imkin, Shabashushan Yehargu, Shabcholam Kulah Yehargu. Amrlo, Emaratag, say better. Amrlohem, Reshishtachvul Tselem. Maybe it's going back to the earlier generations that bowed down to the Tselem in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, right? And say for Daniel. So but why are they being punished later? Okay. But Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel points out, like other Bafarshim, it wasn't just that they ate at the Suda. But nehene misu daso shel Ahasuerush. They were nehene. Right? Rav Nevenzal points out in his commentary on the Megillah, in his Sefer on Purim, Haman wanted to kill the Jews physically. Ahasuerush wanted to kill them spiritually. He wanted them to assimilate. He wanted them to be part of the culture, similar to what happened in the Chanukah story. But that's what the chalokas between Ahasuerush and Haman, so to speak, that's what happened. And the Mefarshim also point out, the Mishpat Zozov quotes this, that, and one shouldn't think that, oh, maybe some Jews at the time said, well, we have to go. It will look bad. PR. You could daven for them in your shuls, but to have parties with them, that's going too far. Okay. Chur, Karpas, Uscheles. The minhag that we have is to write the ches very large in the Monos Halevi, which is of Shlomo Alkevitz, the author of Lachadodi, his commentary on the Megillah. It's large because, to allude to the fact that Ahasuerush put on the big day Kohen Gadol, the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Chur Karpas Uscheles, Karpas, Rashi quotes this word in Parshas Vayeshev on the Ketonis Pasim, often in Haggadah Shirim, we mentioned a beautiful thought. Not for now. On this karpas, uschelos, achuz b'chavivot v'argaman, right, describing all of the tapestries, agulile kesav amudei sheish, beds, beautiful, Pasuk Zayin, v'hashkos b'chlei zahav, and they use golden kelim, b'kelim mikelim shonim. All different types of kelim. The Pasha says all different types of kelim, but of course, Chazal Darshan, the Yalkut Darshans, that this is a reference to the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The kelim of the Beis HaMikdash were taken out. Achashverosh thought that this was the end of the 70 years. He knew the Gemara tells us about Balshazzar. Balshazzar miscalculated. He took out the kelim. He was killed that night. Achashverosh felt that, I'm not going to make that mistake. So he takes it out. He thinks it's really done now. The question is, how did he do that? How did he make such a mistake? And also, ask the Ramban, how did he have any kelim back? Didn't we learn in Sefer Ezra, when they got permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Koresh sent all the kelim back that Nebuchadnezzar had taken. So this is a crucial Ramban. The Ramban in Megillah on Daf Yud Aleph. He asked all these questions. He says, how did Achashverosh take the chance? He knew the fact that Balshazzar was killed, that the Jews are going to be redeemed. And he says, right, the Koresh gave them permission. Right, so it's going to happen. Va'od hechi afik money debe makdash of ishtamish behu halo bimei koresh kfar helu osam, says the Ramban. V'yesh l'taritz, where the Ramban knew Tanakh. Shohaya Achashverosh sover balshitzar mana v'tovin enash. He says that my father-in-law miscalculated. Lafisha biyama vasidin lios yalhem pekidu v'parnif kedu v'alu. He thought he miscalculated, but he thought that when Koresh sent them up, that was it. That's the geula. Va'anam minyan avalotanina. The erem yelam od geula cheres. Is there going to be another geula and another binyan? Avol nishru de lam b'bavel. Amr sulo mifrikihani. It's all done. The kalim? Some kalim were taken 70 years before the Koresh time. Those were the ones that he brought back. But there were kalim that were left in the base of Middash that Nebuzradon had, and those he still had. Because even the kalim had a gzeira of 70 years al Naharos Bavel. So that's the Ramban about how he did it. Yeah, he felt that he's not going to miscalculate. He thought all the calculations of 70 years were over. They all knew that Nevuah of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Just different understandings of interpretations. V'yein malchus rav kiyad ha-melech. Everybody had plenty of wine. Vashtia kadas eino neis. Again, the Gemara darshens every single pasuk. We don't have time to go through each of the chazals, but you should know that first parak darshens every one of these pasukim. Vashtia kadas. Everybody was drinking the wine that they liked. Ein ones. What's ein ones? The Mitzudas David explains that some Persian kings force drunk people, force people to drink. Minag shigaon haya, bein aparsiyim, ubein miksas umos hakadmonim, kayadua, misifrei koros ha'amim, it's known, lakuf lishtos b'mishte, lakol echon miakrum, everybody's forced to drink, gam yosim limuda, more than when they want. Ubemishte hazeh, Achashverosh lo anos otam, Achashverosh didn't force anybody. V'iniach lakol echa lasos bertzono, whatever you want to drink is good, you got to walk out of here with a good feeling. Kichen yisad ha'melech. That's what the king said. I'll call Rav Beso Lasos Kirtzon Ishfish. Make everybody happy. You can see Achashverosh here throughout the Sefer, as we'll see, is very nervous about his Malchus. Remember, he married in. He doesn't really have it. It's not in the blood. So here he's trying to make everybody happy to make sure everybody feels good about him being the king. And now we have Vashti. Gam Vashti Amalka Vashti, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, the daughter of Balshazzar. Asta Mishte Nashim. She makes a party. So there are two parties going on. Two parties. Rabbi Lamb, in his Sefer on the Megillah, Majesty and Mystery, notes that throughout the Megillah, there are so many twos. There are two drinking parties. One for nobility and one for the masses. There are two feasts, one for Vashti, one for Esther. There's a repetition of the gathering of the girls at the beauty contest to choose a queen. Esther invites the king and Haman to two parties. We have 2 days of Purim. We read the Megillah twice. Why is everything two? So explains Rabbi Lamb, quoting others, he says, the dominant pagan religion at that time believed in duality. They believed in there's always two gods. There's the god of good and the god of bad, and the god of light and the god of dark, and the god of day and the god of night. It's all about a double. It has been commented that often Megillah Esther goes out of its way not to emphasize the Jewish religion, though there's no explicit mention of Hashem. The references are vague and indirect. Why? So that, as we mentioned in the Hakdama, so they wouldn't get Achashverosh upset. But the Megillah included a subtle polemic sardonic and satiric, and even humorous against the dualism of the ancient Persian religion. By emphasizing the number two, Hashem used two to defeat them. The very number that characterized the Persian religion, the Shtei Rishuyos, was the one utilized by the one God of Israel to serve his people's triumph against the Persian tyrant. And then he adds an amazing line, had the Megillah been composed in a Christian country, perhaps all the above events would have been described three times in terms of the Trinity. But again, that is Rabbi Lam commenting on the double party. So Vashti has her own party with the women. By Yom HaShvi on day seven. What do you mean on day seven? The Gemara and Megillah Darshins, not only it was day seven of what? It was Shabbos. It was Shabbos, and this is when Vashti used to torture the Jewish women. Vashti used to take the Jewish women, make them work for her naked, and embarrass them on Shabbos. Yom HaShvi Shabbos Haya, She Yisrael Ochlin V'Shosin, Matchilin B'Divrei Torah, B'Divrei Tishbachos, Avol B'Divrei Chachavim. Right, that's what, this is what they do, right? The contrast, right? Achashverosh has all the women going around. They're all saying, which women are more beautiful? Sudaso Shalosh HaRasha, Alalo Omrim Madios knows, Alalo Omrim Parsios knows. Armalam Achashverosh, Klishani Mishtamishbo, Eino Lo Madev Lo Parsia, Lakasti, Babylonian, you want to see her? Armulo, they say, yes, Ubavacha Tehe Aruma. This is what they wanted to see. Shabimitra the Modi Ba Modidinlo. Malabichai said Vashti Harisha Mevia Benos Yisrael Umafshita Narumos Vaosaven Malacha Bashabis. So that was her Mida Kenegan Mida. Just like she did, she was punished on Shabbos having to do what she was wont to do. So Biyamashvi Kadovleva Malach Payayin on that day Omar, he says to his seven officers, Mehuman Bigsa Charvona. Big Savaksa Sesar and Kharkas, right? Charvona comes up later in the Megillah. Shivas Hasarisim Hamasharsim Espe Melech HaChaverosh. He sends a special, his seven cabinet members to go bring Vashti. Lahavi is Vashti Amalchus of Neamelech, the Kesar Malchus, and according to the Chazal, only with the Kesar Malchus. Laharos Ha'amim Vasarimis Yafya, to show off his beauty, Kitovas, her beauty, Kitovas Marehi. Vatimain Hamalka Vashti. And she refuses. She refuses. Why does she refuse? Pashas, maybe she's right. She's saying this stable boy is drunk, and he's telling me to come in this state. As Chazal say, my father and my grandfather, they were honorable kings. This guy is a nothing. So it was that. Others say, Chazal say that maybe she didn't want to because Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina malami sheparcha bat saras or ba Gavriel va'asa lazanav. She grew a tail. Why'd she grow a tail? So in the Yam Simcha, Rabbi Fried Sefer in the back on Megillas Esther, he says maybe, right, she destroyed Shabbos. She worked them on Shabbos. So if somebody denies Shabbos, they're being kofar by Maisa Bereishis. According to one day in Chazal, Chava was created as the tail of Adam. And then became Chava. So she got a tail as if to say, this is Maisa Bereishis. This is what you've been kofar in. And that's the tail that she received. Okay, so but Tamayna Malka Vashti, the Malka Vashti, she refuses. Also, the Grub points out, the king called her Vashti Hamalka. She says, Hamalka Vashti. Lavo b'dvar ha-melech, she's the queen, Asher b'yad ha-sarisim, v'yiksof ha-melech ma'od, v'chamaso bar-abo. He's very angry. The first time that Achashverosh gets angry. And he's steaming. V'yomar melech la-melech ha-chachamin, yodei ha-itim, the king says to the chachamim, yodei ha-itim. Right, some say that means, Chazal say, that means it was even the Sanhedrin. There's a hidden conversation. He asked the Sanhedrin, and they said, no, we can't do anything now because we don't have Yerushalayim anymore. Ki chein devar ha-melech, the king here, as we know, throughout the Sefer, he makes no decision of his own. Whenever he wants to do something, he asks somebody else. The queen was just rebellious. What does he do? He asked his advisors. Lifnei yokol yodi das vadin. Vakarav elav, and then his special advisors. Karshan, Asheisar, and Masa, Sarshas, Meris, Marsan, and Mamuchan. Right, those seven. Shiva, Sarei, Parasu, Madai, Roi, Pnei HaMelech. They always saw the Pnei HaMelech. They were close. Hayoshvin, Barishon, and Malchus. Kedas, Malasas, what should we do? Vamalka Vashti, Ashalosas, Mamar, Ez, HaMelech, HaChashverosh. She didn't listen. What should we do? Bayimra Mamuchan. Mamuchan, they say, is Haman, who is the last on the list, but he jumped ahead. He jumped ahead of all of them. Lefnei HaMelech Vasarim. You know what this queen did? Lo HaMelech Levado of Savashti HaMalka. She didn't undermine you. She undermined every husband in the whole land. And you have to kill her. And the Medrash already says, the Torah Tzimima quotes it, he's not sure whether to kill his queen. One person. But he has no problem wiping out a whole nation. right? You see the type of personality Achashverosh is. Kiyetid v'ramalka kol anashim la'avdos ba'alein. You know how this is going to undermine the authority of every house, right? And Haman is looking at it from the politically correct standpoint. The all family life is going to fall apart. If this queen doesn't listen to you, then all women won't listen to their husbands. Amr lahavi afashti amalka lafan of loba. Did you hear the news? The queen didn't listen, so none of the women have to listen. Everybody's going to hear. Look how embarrassing this is going to be. If it's good in the king, we're going to send out a proclamation. She's not going to come again because that's it. She's done. And that's what they did. The idea was good. He sends out all the svarim in the books to all Medinos HaMelech that everybody should be, the husband should be ruling over his house. And he should decide the language. The Gemara darshins that this letter also, every detail of the Megillah is part of the Hashgacha. People got this letter and they said, Achashverosh is a fool. You have to send out a declaration that the husband should rule in the house. Well, it's foolish. The Gemara says, thank God for these letters, because these letters put the later letters into perspective as well. And therefore, just like this letter is somewhat foolish, they also had a little chash about the later letters that talked about wiping out the nation. This is Perek Aleph of Megillas Esther. We will stop here.